Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And here we'll discuss valuable insights and strategies for business leaders looking to maximize their time and productivity, and most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and it's great to have you here. In this episode, we're going to be looking at effective employee training and management, employee training and development. All right, now when it comes to employee training, this is not just another checkbox on your HR to-do list, all right? They are integral components of thriving and an evolving workplace. These models for effective training and development is definitely going to help the workplace thrive. So we're going to be exploring some strategies, some principles, and some things that makes training not only effective, but also makes training an investment in the growth of both the employees and the organization. It's a two-way thing, all right? So the first thing I want to look into now is for us to understand that effective training goes beyond simply imparting information. You know, I've been to several conferences or occasions where I'm invited to speak, and informations are just thrown out. You know, they drop informations every now and then. And effective training goes beyond those things. It's more about empowering these employees with skills and knowledge they need to excel in their roles. All right, the skills and the knowledge they need to excel in their roles. And this requires a thoughtful approach that aligns training programs with both individual and organizational goals. All right, your training program should not be all about how to make the company grow, how to make the company work, what you have to do as an employee. No, it's way beyond that. So you have to think carefully how you're going to align your training programs with both individual goals and organizational goals. Both of them have to align. All right, because as an individual, as an employee in the company, these guys have personal goals, they have their life goals, they have things they want to achieve as an individual. They are working for a specific reason. In the same way, the organization has its own goals, but there has to be an equilibrium, a point where both goals align and find a common ground to work together for the greater good of both parties. Now, this is exactly how it works. Now, another aspect we're going to be looking at is the understanding that effective training is creating a tailored approach. Now, when I say tailored approach, you must understand that it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's a lot different than that. All right, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. Now, understanding that it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, you must recognize the diverse learning styles and need of employees. The diverse learning styles and need of employees is key. It is very, very important. Whether it is hands-on workshop, online courses, mentorship programs, providing a variety of learning opportunities that ensure that this training resonates with everyone, to ensure that the training resonates with every single person. Now, tracking and evaluating the impact of the training is most times overlooked. And this has created a lot of problems for so many organizations. You don't just throw knowledge or throw information on people and just expect them to, you know, suddenly get it all at once. It doesn't work that way. So in as much as you're putting this knowledge out there for them, there must be a system to track and evaluate the impact of the training. All right, it is essential for the effectiveness. As a leader, you need to assess not only immediate outcomes, but also long-term impact on employees' performance and organizational goals. This data-driven approach, it helps refine and enhance future training initiatives, because whatever outcome from this is actually going to define whatever you're going to be doing in the future as regards development of your employees. Another aspect we cannot ignore is the integration of technology into training programs. All right, technology has come to stay, and we cannot fight it. We can only use it for our advantage. So you must find ways to integrate technology into training programs. In today's digital age, you could leverage on the e-learning platforms, interactive models, and virtual simulations. These things can actually enhance the learning experience. And it not only makes training more engaging, but it also reflects the evolving nature of the modern workplace. It's one thing for your training to just, take a normal route, but then it's not in line with the evolving modern workplace. Imagine right now, remote work is so dominant all over the place. Even companies that have a static office, they still create a remote model where they could say, okay, you come to work twice a week, three times a week. Now, these structures have been created over time, back to back, and it's important that this entire system is put together. Employee development should not be confined to a one-off event. It is a continuous learning, and it is a cornerstone of a progressive workplace. Encouraging a culture of continuous improvement and improving ongoing opportunities for skill enhancement ensures that employees stay ahead in their roles and contribute more meaningfully to the organization. All right, so it's not a one-off event. It's not something you just do and you're like, we're done, we've done it. No, it's not we've done a thing. It's a continuous learning thing, because it's a cornerstone for progressive workplace. Now, to wrap up this episode, I need to chip this in very quickly. Effective training is a shared responsibility. I've been a trainer before. I've also been a trainee before. I've been in the place of giving knowledge. I've also been in the place of receiving knowledge. Now, the fact that you are an employee in an organization and the organization has put together a particular program to teach you certain things doesn't suddenly make them masters, or it doesn't suddenly make you as an employee just get into that role, get into that thing. No, while your employers design and implement programs, as an employee, you have an active role to play in the development process. One person gives, another person takes, but if there's no one to take it, then the giving is not worth it. The giving is really irrelevant. All right, so you must play your role of taking, assimilation, implementation, to get the actual results. Encouraging a growth mindset and fostering a sense of ownership over your learning journey enhances the overall impact of the training initiative. So as an employee, you have a role to play. So don't just think, okay, I made this episode and I'm just talking to employers, and then you're happy somewhere in your mind. Yes, tell them. They should train us. What if they train you and you're still not effective? Now, these are some of the things that you don't want to happen. It's resource-driven, and you don't want resources to go wasting in an organization. It's very important, because these things are kept in account, and it accounts for the company overall progress. All right, so take our time to ensure that whatever learning process you're in, whatever training program you're engaging, either as an employee or as an employer, you must be actively involved. It's a shared responsibility, and adapt modern ways to ensure that it aligns with everybody. Like I said earlier, it's not a one-size-fits-all. All right, you must sit down and actually draft out the strategy that works for what you want to do. And to all our listeners out there, whether you're a business leader, HR professional, an employee seeking to grow, remember that effective training is an investment in the collective success of the organization. It is not a fluke. All right, it's an investment. You put it down and you wait for it. You have to wait. There is a waiting period of your investment in training, and it always pays off. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I want to believe it's going to be a remarkable experience for you and your organization, even as you implement these things. And I want to believe you found this episode very, very informative and helpful to you. So I'd really indulge you to subscribe, leave your reviews, share the podcast with your friends, with your leaders, with your colleagues. All right. So stay tuned for more insightful discussions on leadership, business, and personal development, as well as sustainability. Until next time, I am Akpobo Mejiro, and this is me signing off.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.